Oh dear, all the squeaks on the last day as well. I'm Chris Carey, and I'd just like to say, well, what can I really say? Everybody expects me to do something absolutely amazing and outrageous. Well, I promise I won't. How do I stop this fool thing? Right. A nice little record I want to play at the end, which sums it all up. I'm rather pleased that the National Union of Journalists didn't have the opportunity to close us down. it was another one that did it, but never mind. I suppose successful things are always tough to keep going. And you find being number one is one thing. In fact, most of the time I was happy being number two, because at number one there's nowhere else to go. And after 5 years, financially, no, I didn't make any money, but I had a hell of a good time here. And there's a group of people that are going to try and bring back Nova. They're at the moment trying to discuss a price with the receiver to buy it. And if they buy it, good luck to them. I'm sure that it'll be as good, if not better, than the station I tried to do. And obviously I couldn't do it alone. It took a lot of people to do the station, and it took a very few to break it, and totally unnecessarily, but never mind. I'd also like to thank the government, both governments, in fact, well, all three, I suppose, we've dealt with one way or another, that have allowed it to go on. And through all our scrapes, I think you've got to accept the fact you live in a great country and that they've allowed something to go on that, all right, it's a bit naughty. There's not a license. We know there's not a license. But they've seen common sense. And I think, without a doubt, there will be commercial radio here, competitive, always. And we've played a small part in proving that it's not dangerous, that people don't do silly things on the radio. All they want to try and do is earn a living and entertain people and do something they'd really like to do. And I've enjoyed it. I've been in radio maybe more years than I wish to remember, about 18 or so. I've been able to practice something that I would probably never have the opportunity to in Luxembourg or the BBC or Caroline and other places where I only reached a certain level of what I could do. And I think I worked out pretty quickly that I was not going to be a disc jockey forever. And I actually could contribute to building stations, and that's probably what I'll do in the future. Maybe not in Ireland, I think. I think I might have burnt my boats here. But other countries are fairly interested in what I can do. So, you know, thanks again. There's a record I want to play. I don't know which fader it is, Tony. Is this the one? I only built the place. I don't know how it works. It's a record I think sums it up. It's a bit cheeky. It's a bit of fun. Bye.